the hustle and bustle of mail during the holiday season, dashing through sorting machines en route to its destination. It's the time of year when the U.S. Post Office in Monroe manages an abundant assortment of mail and packages. As people prepare to file through the customer service line, anxious about getting gifts on their way, a little preparation beforehand can ease the experience.
The main thing that we try to encourage our customers is make sure that their packages are already prepared for mailing when they come to the post office. That would help expedite the lines and them keeping them from having to wait.
That's Postmaster Sharon Williams. She says in addition to packaging, both the addressee and the return address should be legible for easy identification. One guideline sometimes overlooked is the weight limit on items attempted to be sent through a regular mail bin. Williams says this is often seen with smaller electronics requiring batteries. Those batteries can prevent that piece of mail from being processed. She offers this advice.
You want to make sure that you don't drop anything 16 ounces or over in a collection box. And once again, if you remove your batteries when you're mailing, that would help, because if you hear something ticking and moving around with the handling of the packages, it will be removed from the mail stream, which may cause a delay in the delivery.
Still, in order to avoid having to go through customer service or purchasing more suitable packaging materials, there are those who try to send larger items in a standard envelope. Tom Predina, who operates a sorting machine at the Monroe office, says those pieces stand a greater chance of being damaged.
People try to mail a lot of things that really don't fit through the machine. And unfortunately, the machine doesn't like it and it tears up the envelope if it doesn't fit.
Rather than trying to cram his brother's Christmas gift into a letter bin, O'Neill Kims has prepped the package for delivery and enjoys a bit of holiday conversation at the customer service desk.
I'm sending something you like. Sending my brother some candy and some smoked pecans.
Bring you some candy?
Yeah, I will. And I make some more.
O'Neill, whose brother lives in Chicago, says there's a particular treat he enjoys but can't find in the Windy City. So O'Neill is glad to oblige.
I just made a trip from up there, and I had some smoked pecans, and they couldn't find none up there with me. He and I went everywhere. So I decided I was going to send him some. I make pecan candy, so I'm sending him some candy too.
He rests assured every holiday season that his gifts will be welcomed on time.
I never had a problem. I always come to the post office.
And on time means in time for Christmas. Williams says delivery confirmation is something that customers can use to know that a package has reached its destination.
We offer delivery confirmation that tracks when it's delivered. And if they go online, we have a website, USPS.com, and they use our click and ship product. They can pre-print their own labels, and the delivery confirmation is free.
While there may be excitement over a particular gift being sent to someone miles away, Williams discourages using holiday wrap for gifts.
We don't recommend, a lot of people like the mail and have the beautiful Christmas paper and the bowls, but we don't recommend that because it's all being processed on machines. And in the handling process, that the label could be removed, the address label, the package could be torn.
As packages are handled at the customer service windows, back in the warehouse area, Predina handles the holiday items best suited for the sorting machines, Christmas cards. Yet they too can provide a bit of a holiday headache when shuttling through the machines.
The biggest problem is Christmas glitter. It takes me about 3 months to get it cleaned out of the machines.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.